Blog Talk Radio.
Manifesting Praise. That's by Miss Deborah Brown. The last episode was through tribute, Victory, and had a little difficulties here, but I think I got it back together now. Okay, hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get ready to have a word of prayer. We're going to ask the evangelist and Pastor Marilyn. we're going to ask her. She'll give us a word of prayer. And after that, I'm going to ask if Pastor Bill would just take over for a few minutes.
So I'm on speaker?
Yes.
Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we thank you for this day, because this is the day that you have made. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing in each and every one of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that you are yet blessing and blessing indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing this prayer line. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing the pastor. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing everyone in the sound of my voice. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon, Amos will say, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon. There is not a weapon that the enemy can form that will prosper in the magnificent name of Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we live, breathe, and have our being in you. We thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, the word that's coming forth, that all of our ears will be perked to hear what you are saying to us on today, Lord God, and that we will receive everything that you are getting ready to give us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Ooh, amen. We'd like to thank you, Pastor Marilyn, for that beautiful prayer. Amen. God is moving. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for everything. Thank you, Pastor, for the selection as well. And I don't know if Pastor Marilyn continues with the topic that we had on last week, and that was about the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The working of the Holy Spirit in 2021 and beyond. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with that, I'm going to read, I don't know, Pastor Marilyn, are you able to read?
Okay.
Would you like to read? Okay. We're going to go to one of our foundational scriptures, which is St. John. That is chapter 16. Verses 13 and 14. And before you read that, we'd like to say happy birthday to Evangelist Sharon. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank God for her as well. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start off with those scriptures.
Thank John. What were the scriptures? Thank John.
Oh, I'm sorry. St. John 16, verses 13 and 14.
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And then 13 to 16.
I'm sorry.
13 to 16?
Yes.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And from the Message Bible, It says, but when the friend comes, the Spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed out of all that I have done and said. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. That is why I've said, he takes from me and delivers to you. Excuse me. In a day or so, you're not going to see me, but then in another day or so, you will see me. Amen, amen.
Amen.
I just love that, because the Holy Spirit is not only our comforter, but he's our friend. He's the Spirit of truth, and he will guide us. And the words in the Message Bible say he will take us by the hand, praise God, and he's going to guide us into all the truth there is. And what I like about it, we're not alone. Amen. God said in his word, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And this is why. Because the Holy Spirit will be with us and guide us. Amen, amen. Praise God. Is there anything you'd like to share, Pastor Marilyn?
I love the scripture because it says, he will come and remind you of me. All things that will be done, he won't come. He says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So everything that is prevalent, everything that you need to know, anything that you need to know, the Holy Spirit will reveal it.
Amen. So
that's what I like.
You know, the scripture, all the scriptures are good. I mean, I tell you, when you get into God's word, you can just, I mean, it gives us reassurance. It's letting us know that all these things that's going on around us, we can put our trust in God and know that the Holy Spirit is going to guide us into all truth. It didn't say some. It say all
truth. Amen.
That's right. And you can stand on that word. Stand on that word. Also, Acts verses 1 through 4. We see. So let us read Acts 1 through 4. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, the working of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
Man.
Chapter 1?
Yeah. Act 1, verses 1 through 4.
The former testee have I made. I don't even can't even say this name. Ophelus.
That's okay.
The first chapter.
Is that?
Ophelus.
Theopolis.
Is it Theopolis? Oh, it's Theopolis. Of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You said three or four? 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, you have heard of me.
Amen. 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 And from the Message Bible, dear Theophilus, in the first volume of this book, I wrote on everything that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he said goodbye to the apostles, the ones he had chosen through the Holy Spirit, and was taken up to heaven. After his death, he presented himself alive to them in many different settings over a period of 40 days. In the face-to-face meeting, he talked to them about things concerning the kingdom of God. As they met and ate meals together, he told them that they were on no account to leave Jerusalem, but must wait for what the Father promised, the promise you heard from me. John baptized in water. You will be baptized in the Holy Spirit and soon. Amen.
Thank
you. So there, right in here it says that they had to wait for the Holy Spirit. Because it says, you know, Jesus didn't want them to go out there not prepared for what they was about to face. He was preparing them. That's why he was there with them, teaching them. And then it says after his, you know, his resurrection, when he was resurrected, the King James says in verse 3, it says, to whom also he showed himself alive after, it says, after his passion by many infallible proofs. I mean, that means it was undeniable. It says, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Isn't that something? And this was after Jesus had rose. And so he told them that they were on no account to leave Jerusalem, but must wait for what the Father promised. It says, the promise you heard from me, John baptized in water.
Say it.
You will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And soon. So they had to just wait. Wait on it. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you want to say, oh, I got this. Nope. They had to wait because Jesus knew what they was going to face. And he had to equip them. They had to be equipped and ready so that when they go, they had that Holy Ghost power to help them through what they had to go through. Praise God. And you know what? And it's the same with us today. That's why we have to welcome the Holy Spirit in our life also, so that we can be equipped and qualified and ready to do those things that God is calling us to do. Praise God. I thought I heard our pastor. Pastor, you back?
I am. Thank you so much. Thank Evangelist Marilyn. And thank you, Pastor. And I don't know if y'all said happy birthday to Evangelist Sharon or not, but we want to wish her a happy birthday today. Her birthday, I don't know if it was yesterday or today, but I want to wish her a happy birthday. She's, I think she's past 40. So everybody great. Past 40, we wish them a happy birthday, especially when you got children at 40.
All right. Now,
we
all
wish
right
her a happy
now.
Birthday, and I hope she really enjoyed her birthday.
Yeah.
And I really thank you, Pastor, and for just stepping in. We had an emergency here. The emergency system went down. I had to, right at 12 o'clock, I had to go and do that. So I really appreciate you all
gotcha.
Stepping in. Normally, I don't put people on the spot, but I just didn't want to leave the station blank. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm so glad you made mention of the Holy Ghost and why Jesus told them to wait. Wait for the promise. Because when you understand that the Holy Ghost has characteristics, and you understand that, well, we may talk about it this week, but everything bears from something. So in other words, everything came from, there had to be a seed. Had to be a seed planted. Even if it's doubt, there's a doubt seed. There's all kinds of seeds that's being planted. And these were spiritual seeds that Jesus was planting. And to really understand this week, we'll probably share that with you guys one day this week. I'm not sure, but we're going to talk about the seed, because especially in Matthew 13, where Jesus talks about the sower went forth and sowed seed. Well, one side was physical and the other side was spiritual. And if you remember, when he's talking about the seed being one who heard the word, and he's talking about the kingdom of God, but they didn't understand it. And the reason they didn't understand it, because the wicked came and took the seed away.
Mm-hmm.
And when he took that seed, that's over there in Matthew 13:19. But when you read this, if you read the first 12 verses, you'll understand that's natural. And you read the next 12 verses, you'll see that's spiritual. Because the first talks about an actual farmer, a farmer was actually planting seed. But it didn't register with them because Jesus was feeding them spiritual. So when he talked about the wicked coming, stealing it away, well, that put a whole different twist on it. But wait a minute, we're not used to that. So the farmers understood it from the natural, but those that were spiritual understood it from the spirit. So everybody don't get this. But
mm-hmm.
you understand that the Holy Spirit has characteristics, because that's the seed it has. So that seed will produce after its own kind. And that's what I was talking about this week. So you'll see that everything is only going to produce after its own kind. So don't expect physical things to produce spiritual things. It's not going to happen. I know you think so, but it's not going to happen. Because God put a cap on that thing over there in the book of Genesis. And we'll talk about that this week, hopefully, so you can see that everything has to bear seed of its own kind. That's why a giraffe can't have a frog, because it's a different seed.
Say that.
You got to see that from a seed perspective. So when you understand that a tomato is only going to produce tomato because that's the seed, then you're going to understand that spiritual things are only going to be understood by spiritual people. Spiritual people who's having human experience, then you're going to understand it's a seed process. And if you're not sowing the right kind of spiritual seed, don't expect it. So Jesus promised them, hey, you need this seed. You're going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And here's some of the things the Holy Ghost ought to do. Because the Holy Ghost can feed, according to Ephesians 4:30, it fills. It'll feed your spirit, according to the scripture. The Holy Spirit can think. It has a mind and understand. He is presented that way over in Acts 15:25. So we'll talk about that. See, the Spirit can act, can do. So Jesus didn't want them, like Pastor said, Jesus didn't want them out there unprepared. The Holy Ghost was to guide and direct them. They were not to operate in the natural. They were not to preach the gospel in the natural. They had people out there doing that. And and let me put a pin there and tell you, that's what's wrong with the body of Christ. Well, ain't nothing wrong with the body of Christ, but those that are disobedient to the Spirit of God. They want to do things on their own and not allowing the Holy Ghost to do that.
Mm.
So Jesus said, now you just wait. I know you're going to get anxious. I know you want to do it on your own. You done got a taste of this thing. And I've shared some things with y'all. You've seen the blind eyes open. You've seen lame people work. But just wait, I say. Wait.
Yes.
The only way you're going to be able to do it is with the Holy Ghost. But a lot of them want to imitate. Because they thought Jesus walked on the water.
On the water.
History don't really show it in biblical. But there were some people who tried to imitate that. And then, because I can show you scriptures where they tried to imitate Christ. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But who are you? So you had spirits out there was trying to imitate Jesus and Paul. But they couldn't get over. Then you got a lot of people who want to imitate God without the Holy Ghost. And that was the Holy Ghost job, is to show up. And he can do it. You know why? Because he's the same one that can convict us of sin. He's the same one who's going to teach us truth. Remember in John 14:16, it's the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, he's the one that sustained us. So we'll get into some of those scriptures too. And you can see it over there in Galatians 5:22-23. We'll just probably touch on that one day this week. Because the fruit of the Spirit is revealed in Christian character. I don't know what people think the Holy Ghost is, but the Holy Ghost is a real person.
Amen.
And he interchanged with our spirit because he knows the way. I continue to tell people this. They don't get it. The Holy Ghost is the only spirit that knows its way back to God. There's no other spirit know the way back. And you got a lot of imitators out here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you think the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit?
Yeah.
What Spirit do you think he's talking about? When he said greater
the
is he that is in you than he that is in the world, he's talking about the Holy Ghost that's in you.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what the Holy Ghost is going to always do? It's going to always agree with the Word of God. It will never sidetrack the Word of God. Because it doesn't operate on the human feeling. They operate on what God has said. So this is why you have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Holy Spirit will lead our walk. He will direct our path. See, it's easy for me to get ahead of the Holy Ghost if I want to admit to the truth. And if we all be honest, you know, we did some things and we go like, you know what? That really wasn't God.
Amen.
But we might have said it was God. But you have to admit to some things. And I tell people all the time, man, when I was playing church, I was admitting, I thought I was doing this and doing that. And I was. That's who was doing it. I was doing it, but the Holy Ghost wasn't doing it. Because stuff I was doing did not line up with the Word of God. I talked to a preacher yesterday. Well, I talked to this preacher yesterday. And he left a church because the people wanted to put a sign up. They wanted to put a sign up. For the people that didn't pay their tithe and who paid what, and the preacher said, no, I ain't going along with that. Yeah, they wanted to put a sign up on the front of the church so when you walk in, you can see who's been paying and who hadn't been paying.
No.
I'm going like, and the dude said, man, I had to leave there, and he started his own church. I think he started it somewhere down in South Georgia. But either way, that's what he did. And I understand, but that's when somebody want to walk in some truth. That's the way I saw him as somebody who want to walk in some truth. He knew that wasn't right. He knew that you don't embarrass somebody because they don't have enough money. That God is not like that, brothers and sisters. God. Ain't no God in that. See, God is not the author of confusion. I tell people all the time, God keep it real. He don't have anything that he don't want you to know. Provided if you're spiritual. Now, if you're not spiritual, then that's a whole different situation there. I mean, one scripture that we talk about all the time that that you have to really think about. See, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he's going to guide you into all truth.
Yeah.
And guess what he's going to do? The Bible says he's going to speak those things that do of God. It says that the Spirit also speaks. And when he speaks not the wisdom of man now. He don't teach man stuff. But what the Spirit does, he teaches the Holy Ghost stuff. And here's how he does that. He compares spiritual things with spiritual. See, because that's what the Spirit does. It compares because that's the seed it is. That's the kind of seed it is. It's spiritual. So it compares. But now the natural man don't receive this stuff. You know why? Because it's not spiritual. He's not spiritual. He's not the spiritual man. So he can't receive this because that's not the seed that's in him. Matter of fact, that's his foolishness to him.
Amen. Amen.
And they only spiritually understood. So if you don't want to get, if you want to get spiritual, take spiritual food. You'll grow up to be a spiritual baby, man, a woman, a creature. See, if you want to start growing, you want to grow in the spiritual realm. I said, well, how can you judge? I said, the Bible says that he that is spiritual, he that is spiritual. Now, he judges all things. Yet he himself is judge of no man. You know why? Because they're not spiritual. And the other reason I know this possible is because we have the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's who instructs us. Because you have the mind of Christ, you've been instructed by Christ.
Yeah.
But that's what the Holy Ghost does. But I truly thank each and every one of you all. We'll get into it this week. I'm excited about what God is going to do. You got to know that the working of the Holy Spirit in the church in 2021 beyond is real. It's real, people. It's about real. COVID-19 is real.